Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Ayin Gimel, 173, as we start a new parsha, Parshas Mitzora, which also deals with Inyanim of Tumah and Tahara, as we continue Sefer Vayikra. Just as an overview, I spoke a little bit about this in Shabbat Shuva, the first 10 prakim of Sefer Vayikra are all about Kachim, that's Vayikra Tzav and half of Shmini, and then the next 4 or 5 prakim are all about Tumah and Tahara, starting with Hilchas Kashrus, but the Torah formulates it as Behemoth Tumeos and Behemoth Tahoros, so really it is part of the category of Tumah and Tahara, and then we go into Tumas Yoledes, Tumas Mitzora, as we're going to get into further in our parsha, Tumas Zav, Tumas Zava, Tumas Nida, Vichulu, until we get to the end of Parshas Mitzora, and then we have the next section of the of Sefer, and that is the Avoda of the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. Okay, so Mitzora, the first of the 11 mitzvos. First of the 11 mitzvahs asay, says the Chinuch. Mitzvahs hatara minatzara shatia b'minim yiduim. Continuing the discussion of tzara'as, last parsha spoke about how does a mitzvah become tamei and the simanim of tumah. Today, we start with how does a mitzvah become tahar. There are going to be 3 mitzvahs counted. We're going to talk by the Shem next time about why there are 3 mitzvahs, but let's just mark them now. The mitzvah number one, that today, Kufayin Gimel, the mitzvah of the seder of the process of tahara, including the birds and the items that are dipped into the Mayim Chayim, as we'll talk about in a second. That's number one. Number two, the next mitzvah, Kufayin Dalet, is the mitzvah of the Mitzora getting a haircut on day 7, which we will talk about. The Mitzora actually gets 2 haircuts, which we will talk about, but that's a separate mitzvah of the Mitzora shaving his entire body. And the other mitzvah, skipping to Tevila, which is a mitzvah of Mitzora and other Anashim that are Tamei, but also the Karbanos of a Mitzora is also a separate mitzvah, that is Kuf Ayin Vav. So we'll have to talk about Rav Hashem tomorrow, the next time we meet, about why there are 3 mitzvahs counted. But anyway, let's talk about this one first. The mitzvah is the first few psukim of Mitzora, as we read it. Zos tia taras ha-mitzora b'yom tahara so. On the day that a Mitzora becomes tahar v'huva l'kohen, he is brought to the Kohen. V'yatza ha-kohen ha-michus l'machane v'ra ha-kohen v'yidinipen nergat saras menat sarua. The Kohen goes out, and he sees, very interesting, just to make a ha'ara. It says, v'huva el ha-kohen, he is brought to the Kohen, and then it says, v'yatza ha-kohen, the Kohen goes out. Who's brought to who? Chazal pick up on that. V'tziva Kohen, the Kohen commands, and they take 2 birds, shtei tziporim chayos tahoros, ve'etz erez, ushni solas, ve'ezov, all the different elements that are required for the process of tahara. And v'tziva Kohen, v'shachar at ha-tzipor ha-echaz, one of the birds is shechted, el kli cheres amayim chayim, above the pail, filled with water, from a spring, and then they takes everything, the bird that's still alive, and the eats erez, and the ezov, and the shitolas, dips it into the blood and the water, and then sets the live one free, and then he starts sprinkling some of the blood onto the mitzora, or the mitzora that is in the process of becoming tahar. Okay, that's some of the psukim analysis, some of the symbolism, and some of the halachas. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Lios HaTara Min HaTzaras. What is the mitzvah? To be tahar from tzara'as. Bein tzara'as adam o beged o bayis. Whether it's tzara'as adam or beged, as we discussed yesterday, o bayis. The Ben Chaschina points out in Os Aleph that this whole process is not needed for tumas beged. So that must be a tah sofer, because that's not what's needed with the following statement. Okay, you might just mean, the chinuch might just mean, in general, it's a mitzvah, but you're right, these details don't apply to each one of them. But all of them, respectively, have their process. Be'etz erez, we take a piece of cedar wood, a very tall piece of wood, the ezov, and a hyssop, a very short piece of wood, ushtei talas, a little ribbon, ushtei tziparim, and 2 birds, umayim chayim, and water from a spring. All of these are part of the process. V'sheyaseh bahem k'chol mashakasa be'inyan, and we have the mitzvahs to do with them everything that is mentioned. Shine'emar zos tiyataras ha-mitzora v'chulu kol ha-parsha, the entire first section. Interesting discussion in the Achronim, the Mitzvahs HaMelech discusses this, and the Minchas Asher, they both have the same parallel discussion, and that is there a chiv for a Mitzora to become Tahar? What if, I don't know, he likes to be alone, he wants to be alone for an extra week. He feels he needs the time to get back to himself. So, can he just stay outside and not go, even though his simanim have disappeared? So, that's not so clear. If you look at the language of the chinuch that we just read, does he say, chayiv l'leches lehitar? It doesn't say that. It says, lios hatahara minatzaras. There should be tahara. If you look at the Rambam also does not have an exact lashon of chayiv to become tahar. The Rambam says in mitzvah kuf Yud, Shetzivanu, Shetihiya Hatara Minatsarayas, Taras Bamasa Hakasuv. We are commanded to do the Tara process as follows. So the command is to do the Tara process when the situation arises. But it doesn't sound like from the Chinuch or from the Rambam that it is a Beferish Chiyuv. But these Achronim point out that if you look in the Ramban, the Ramban at the beginning of our Parsha, the Ramban seems to quotes a Medrash that seems to be clear that there is a Chiyuv. Says the Medrash in the Taras Kohanim, V'huva el HaKohen shelo yishe. He should not delay in going to the Kohen. V'yim kein yomar ki bayom sheyitar sheyisrape minik o yuva al karcho el HaKohen. He should not wait. He cannot wait. He has to become tar right away. The problem is, the Achronim point out, the Minchas Asher and the Mitzvah Samelech, that the Ramban elsewhere writes that there's no Chiyuv by other Tumas. The other Tumas is there's no chiv to become tar. If somebody wants to remain Tumas Mace, if somebody wants to remain other categories of Tumah, then they're allowed to remain Tumah. They just can't go into the base of Migdash, they can't eat Karbanis. But why all of a sudden over here is there a chiv? And if you even look in the Radvaz has a tshuva in Chelek Dalet Simen Chav Zayin. Altogether it's tshuva Elef Kuv Beis. The Radvaz discusses in that tshuva why there is no bracha on Svira of a Zava. For Svira Zava and Svira Nida, in contrast to Svira Saomer, where there is a bracha. So in that context, he says that Svira Saomer, there's no choice. Umashinira lihu, sheha mitzvah shal svartim lachem, hi mitzvah hechrechit, ein lo lihi natzel mimena. Leficha tzricha bracha u Svira umad. You need a bracha there, because it's a vadai. Alva Svira zayin nekiyim, eina mitzvah hechrechit, Shahariyim lo ratzta lihi zakek lebaal ulihi kanes lemikdash. If she doesn't want to be with her husband or go into the base of mikdash, v'lo lechol kachim el lihi shayer tmeya kol yameha harushus biyada leficha chenem avareches. She doesn't have to make it. It's the contrast to Sfiras Haomer, which is obligatory, and Sfiras Zava or Sfiras Nida. You can't say that the rabbis are saying by any mitzvahs reshus you don't make a bracha. Because what about netilas yadayim? You don't have to wash. You don't have to eat bread. What about shchita? You don't have to shecht. So he has to explain that this is a limited contrast between two mitzvahs of sfira. But anyway, but you see from the Ravaz that there are tumas that you don't have a chiyuv to get tahar from. So how do you answer up for the Ramban? So the Mitzvah HaMelech suggests two ideas. Number one, he says maybe by the mitzorah, it's not a din in the tumah per se, but it's a din in the karbanos. Most tumas do not require one to bring a karban. If somebody becomes tumah from nevela, or even tumah mace, there's no karban there. Even tumah mace, you have to wait 7 days. You don't have to bring a karban. But mitzorah, you have to bring a karban. So maybe that chiyuv is that's what's driving the immediacy of the need. The shiny mitzorah, the chayav gamba karbanos. Says that's one suggestion. The problem is that the Ramban does not say this by a Zav and a Zava. Zav and a Zava also have to bring Karbanis, and there is no Chi of immediacy there. So, suggest the Mitzvah HaMelech, what you have to say, what he's suggesting, is that maybe it's all included in a unique Avera that only applies to Mitzorah, unlike all others. Says the Pasuk later on in Kiseitzei, Hishara b'degat saras, l'shmor mod v'la'asos k'chol asher yiru eschem. We'll talk about it, that mitzvah b'ed Hashem, when we get there, and that is the Isser d'oraisa of cutting off a mitzvah spot. A negat saras. We spoke about this a couple of days ago, about trying to outsmart God. So Hishara b'degat saras. You have to be careful with saras. Says the Mitzvah HaMelech, maybe the Ramban learns it out from this Pasuk too. Being careful with saras is not only dealing with it properly to become Tamei, but also dealing it with it properly to become Tahar. That's his suggestion. What would make Mitzorah unique out of all the other Tumas where there isn't as much of a Chiyav to try to become Tahar from? Okay, either way, that is an important discussion of Tahara. It's counted as a mitzvah. But how pressing is the mitzvah? Like what the Rambam said before, we count inyanim and halachas as mitzvos, even if it's not incumbent upon a person, like all the tumas that we had before. Okay, continues the chinuch. V'shloshes minin shel tahara huskeru b'Torah. There are three parts of the tahara process here that we are going to use. V'eluhein, mayim, number one, water. What does that mean? Mitzvah has to go to the mikvah. That is a separate mitzvah also. That's mitzvah kuf ayin hey, we'll get to. Tefillin and mikvah. But he'll talk about that today, at least the hashkafa. Zeh min shel mayim. This element of his Torah process is not unique to a mitzvah. Yichlo taras kol tameh. Every person who ever becomes tameh has to go into a mikvah. Klomar sheyefshel lechol tameh lalos mituma. ki'im b'mayim. He can't get the tumah off of him except in water. Number one. So that's not a unique element to the process. V'amin asheni meinida. Number two is also not a unique element. What's meinida? V'hu amin shal tara hamiyuchad v'tumas meis. Meinida, we will see, one does not need meinida, meaning water that one could sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma. That's the meinida. If somebody becomes tumei meis, they have to get that mixture sprinkled upon them. That is not needed for mitzora, but as we'll see, the water of that is needed has to be ro'i l'meinida. That's as close as it gets in Hilchas Saras. But that is a unique item related to tumas meis. V'amin ashlishi, but the third element is unique to this tahara process. Eitz erez ve'ezov u'shnei tolas. The wood, the cedar, the hyssop, the shnei tolas, u'shnei tziparim, the two birds, u'mayim chayim, v'zeha min miyuchal tzaras. This type of mixture and dipping in the water, in the blood, that is a miyuchad element for tzaras. Okay, so let's talk about the symbolism of some of these elements. Ksas remez binyani taras l'shem mitzora b'dvarim eila. Some of these Chazal already hinted to al tzad apshat. Shomer zachron l'vracha number one. Shohinyan hu likvor b'nafshal shem mitzora. It's to set into the heart of a mitzora. Shim haya terem ba'al of a choli gvalev kemoha erez al derech mashu shu'ilan gavoa. If he was haughty, and maybe the haughtiness brought him to speak lashon hara, yashpil atzmo ke'ezo. We take something very tall and very short and put it together to teach him that he's got to go low down. He's got to go low down. Fascinating ha'ara of the Tamvadas, or Sternbach, who says that other Akronim also deal with it. This whole process of Tara and this message that we're giving the person, right, with the Eitz Erez, the Eitz, he already is cured from Mitzora. He's already, there's no more Simanim. He obviously already did Tshuva, or else he would still have Tzaras. And yet, we're trying to give him messages now. Is it just to emphasize, you know, you this is what you did wrong, and even though you did Tshuva, you always got to remember this? Said the Tam Vadas, maybe it's related to the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, where the Rambam, famous Rambam in Perek Beis, notes that, in general, we're always supposed to go on the middle path. For all midas, can't give too much stocka, can't give too little stocka, can't be too happy, can't be too sad. All different midas, we have to be in the middle path, except for two. Except for ka'as, anger, and gaiva, arrogance, which are connected to each other. Right? Generally, if we get angry, it's because I'm arrogant and I'm focusing on myself and I'm putting myself in the middle of my world, not anyone else, and not for sure not God. The Rambam says you have to go to the extreme by those, not no kas and no gaiva. Maybe that's the emphasis, says Rav Sternbach, in this regard. Even though he already did tshuva, we're emphasizing to him this is not tshuva that you have to get back to the pendulum, let the pendulum swing, and you go back to the middle. No, you have to go to an extreme here, and that's why we're emphasizing last hero. Shkam ha'achar shekvar tikin atzmo, v'nirpa mecholyo, yosif lehisrachik od min ha'gaiva, v'yashpil atzmo kitolas uke'ezo v'lo yaksar afilu derech beinonis. Not even going back to the derech beinonis. That's why we have it even here. V'yamr b'tam tziparim, so why birds? Why do we use two birds, and we see one of them we set free, one of them we shecht, who asa maisa petit, he did a maisa of moving his lips, klomar shehir b'dvarim b'lashon hara, l'fichach yakrib tziparim shehi mitzaf sefim tamit. He did a maisa that was just chirping, couldn't stop talking, so he brings birds. That's what Rashi says on the pasuk. He quotes that chazal. Two or three points on this chazal. Rav Yerucham writes bitingly. Rav Yerucham writes very sharply that, you know what you see from this chazal? What is a bird? A bird chirps. Okay, we know this Perek Shira, the bird is praising Hashem, but really, if we think about it in reality, bird's not really thinking, it's just chirping. He says, that was the problem with this guy. And that's the problem with all of us, says Rav Yerucham. How many times do we talk without thinking beforehand? Imagine, says Rav Yerucham, if we would become people who we would measure everything that comes out of our mouth, and it would be hard for us to say something, just like lifting a heavy weight is hard for us, and we have to figure out exactly how to lift it, and what's the best way to get under it. So too with speaking, says Rav Yerucham in the first piece, in the Chelek HaBiurim, in this week's, Parshas Mitzora, he says that's how we have to weigh talking. Talking is a very serious, significant element of our life, and we have to be careful. If they call milu milo lachshov, im amnam tviyehu zos hamilo lertsono umechavno asher heemid lefanav achren haga zos ani magen lechem barur ki laadam kaze hayakashlo netila sifsosav upsichasan. Says Yerucham, we know sometimes it's hard for us to talk. Right, we're not sure. We're uncomfortable. We're in front of somebody. That's how it has to always be. We always have to think before we say a word. That's the mashal to birds, to pitput. And just one other ha'ara. Unbelievable ha'ara. I never saw this question anywhere, and the gobbles of his, just the ha'ara and the suggestion. Rav Sarutzkin, again, in the clutch, says Rav Sarutzkin, we have two birds. One of them is going to be shechted, and the blood is going to be mixed into the water. One of them is going to be set free. How do we determine which is which? So we're able to say that the Kohen is allowed to make that decision. No process has to decide which bird. They have to look the same. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch for a minute, Minchas Chinuch says about these birds, they have to look the same, right? In Dibur Mas, in Oz Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch says, Yushavim, Shtei Tziparim, Mitzvashem, Yushavim, Bemara, Bekoma, Bedamim, Likachas, and Kaachas. Sounds very similar to the Shnei Seirim, the Seir LaZazel and the Seir LaShem on Yom Kippur. And yet there we know a Goro has to decide. Right, we can't make that decision. A Goro has to decide which is going to be Lashem, which is going to be Lazazel. Answer of Sarutzkin. What do you think is just the opposite? Over there by Yom Kippur, they're both going to die. One of them is going to die off the cliff, and one of them is going to be shechted. So they're both going to die. So what's the big deal? That let the Kohen Gadol do it. Here, one of them is going to be set free alive, and one of them is going to be killed. So there, maybe we should say you need the Goro. Says of Sarutzkin, what do you see from here? Haraya, that life's not just about Olam Hazeh. The message for us is, the difference between Chaim and Mavis, okay, that's important, but it's not as important as the two destinies we're going to go to, La'achar Misa. Whether it's going to be La'Shem, or whether it's going to be La'Azazel. That's the message. That's an even more important decision than during life. And even life or death, it's what's going to be after death. What's going to be our destiny? That's the message that we get from the fact that the two Seirim on Yom Kippur need a Goral, while over here, the Kohen could just make that decision. Okay, one final point, what many of the Bali Musar say, and that is, what's the message of one set free and one shechted? The message is, for the Baal Lashon Hara, there are diburim that are mitzvahs to say, and there are diburim that are isurim to say. Says the Klayakar, says the Apirion, Rav Gansfried, the shechted sipar symbolizes the Lashon Hara. We have to shecht, we have to hold ourselves back, we have to be kovishar yetzer, and not let the words out. Masha'en kein, the tzipor that's set free, that teaches us there is dibur that is appropriate, that's Torah and mitzvahs and chesed and a kind word to a neighbor. That's the messages of the two birds. Fine. Continuing the chinuch. Ubishnei tolas in yodea. I'm not sure what the message is for the shni tolas, unless he suggests maybe the same word tolas means a worm, like David says, ani tolas v'lo ish, and it's symbolizing that we have to feel lowly about ourselves. Okay, let's get to the next paragraph. Again, not too much halacha, we'll see what we have time for. But now the Sefer HaChinuch says, a Yesod Gadol, this is much quoted, one of the basic tenets of all of Tumen Tara in the Chinuch. Ubatama Mayim Shita Rokal Tame. What about the detail of mikvah, which we're going to get to by the Shem in 2 days, the mikvah in two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Tfilah Tameim, says the Chinuch, what is the message of going into a mikvah? Ech Shaval Tzad HaPshat, here we go. Ki Ha'inyan Hu, Kidei Sheyira Adam Et Atzmo Acharat Tfilah Kilu Nivra Bosa Shah. We have to think of ourselves coming out of a mikvah as if we are being created out of the liquid that everyone is in inside their mother, or not only inside their mother. K'moshai ha'olam kulo mayim teram heyos bo adam. Before when the world was first created, there was just water. U'k'moshai kasuv v'ruach elokim rachefes al pnei ha'mayim v'yitein alibo b'dimyon kimo k'moshin ischadish begufo yichadish gamkin pulos av latov. I come out of the water now, it's like it's a mysebracious again. It's mysebracious with my body and mysebracious with my actions. I could turn over a new leaf. It's total renewal getting out of the mikvah. V'yachshir ma'isav v'yidaktik b'darchei Hashem barachu, and I can be medaktik in the ways of God. V'yalkein, and he says, that's why Chazal say that the water cannot be in a kli. It can't be in a kli kipel, because it would be very hard to imagine the world being covered with water if the water is in a kli, which is finite. It has to be on the ground. It has to be a river. It has to be a lake. It has to be naturally connected to the ground so that it would be easy for the person to imagine that the message is that water covers the earth. That's what he says. Skip a couple of lines. V'alkein lo yachshov b'tov lo b'kli kol ha'olam l'mayim kasher b'tchila v'junis chadish l'shaito v'shmei yishma v'achadol yechdal. That's his suggestion for the mitzvah of tefillah, and that's every month for a nida, and every time we go to the mikvah, right, this time of year, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Chagim, many of the custom of going to a mikvah, that's what we have to feel. When we get out of the mikvah, we are a brand new person, either, as the chinuch says, remembering back to the world being covered with water, but one could also feel like they come out of the liquid in the uterine sac, that they are inside their mothers, and when they come out, they're also, we go out of liquid, that's the symbol of renewal. Okay, So midini ha-mitzvah, so what are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Again, this mitzvah, as the chinuch said, includes the beginning process. The mikvah is going to be separate. He says the hashkafa here, but dunking the mikvah is going to be a separate mitzvah. But what are some of the halachas here? Mashar v'zachar n'levracha, kesen matar nesa mitzorah. How does a mitzorah become tahar? Maybe mizrach shel cheres, what do? We bring an earthenware mizrach, little bowl, and you put in it mayim chayim. That is royal akadish azal mechatas, fitting water that you can really use for the paraduma, but you know, just be roy for that. So mayim chayim, and what do you do with that? And you take one of the tziporim, first wide line, v'shochet it's abrua shebishtam, you pick and choose one, and you shecht it, shebikhlicheres v'matzat sheyedam nika b'mayim, and you squirt the blood onto the water. What do you do with that bird that you just shechted? It does not say in the Torah anywhere. Says the chinuch, v'chover atzipor hachruta b'fanav, you bury it right there. You dig and you bury the bird. V'davrezek kabbalah mepi hashmua. It's a Kabbalah, and then we take the Eitz Erez, and the Ezov, and the Shnit Tola'as, and you take them all together with the bird that's still alive, and the Chinuch says, Arbas minim elu ma'akvin zeh. You need all four for the process. If you're missing one, the Torah does not take effect, and you dip it all into the water, into the kli, in the kli and the dam, and umaze sheva pamim al gav yado shel mitzora, and you sprinkle seven times on the hand of the mitzora, umishaleach es hatzipor, then you let the tzipor go free. Let the tzibur go free. How do you send it? The chinuch describes. And then the kohen shaves the mitzora totally, his entire body, which is already leading into the next mitzvah. And then he goes to the mikvah, he waits 7 days, and as we'll see, he gets another tiglachas, another haircut, and only after that second haircut is he fully tar, fully mutter to be with his wife, and all the halachas of Tara kick in. During those 7 days, kol shavas yamim elu, says the chinuch, atayinu avatuma. He's still an avatuma. It's not, he's in the middle. He's not out of the woods yet. He's not totally tahar, and therefore, some halachas apply, and some do not. The chinuch finishes off. This is avoda. This is avoda of a tara from a mitzora, and therefore the bottom line: shchita tzibra teglachas vatzabayom. The shchita of the bird and the haircut and the sprinkling has to be done by day. The other elements can be done at night. And the chinuch ends off interestingly: va'osa koin shetimo mitzvah l'taro. The same coin that was mitame this mitzora, it's a mitzvah for him to do the tara process. This mitzvah tara applies always, whenever there is sheish koin chacham b'negam, when there is a coin that is wise enough that knows hilchas negam. The minchas chinuch at the end of Os Yud Gimel also says what he said earlier. Also, you need a coin miyuchas. You need a coin that has yichas going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, going back to Aaron, going back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what we discussed. The Tiferes Yisrael in his Akdamah to Negam discusses why don't we do this bezman hazeh. Because we don't have Kohanim Yuchasim. He quoted that discussion that he had with Reb Kiva Eger that we discussed last week. This is what the Rambam says also. For over a level of Asa, Kamishpat Bitel Asay. And if somebody violates and does not do this Tahara process, he is Mavatel, the Mrs. Asay of the Tahara process from Tzaras. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue next time.